ahead.
I thought they were yours.
They might have been. Good morning, folks. Appreciate you tuning in to the Bruce Dickey Show today. My name is Bruce Dickey. I've got guests here today. Dennis Brandt, along with Janet Brandt and Phyllis Hilliard, are sitting in the office, the studio this morning. We are talking about what is going on at the Christian Church this Saturday, and it's been going on for a few years, and we'll get a little bit of a history on the Great Giveaway, and then we're going to get into what the Great Giveaway is and what they've got to give away. Who wants to tell me the history of the Great Giveaway? I know, Janet, you're going to tell me about it?
I sure can.
All right, Janet, they've just elected you spokesman. I can't believe Phyllis just gave up a microphone, but they just elected you spokesman. Well, good morning, Janet. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Thank you very much for coming in. I really do appreciate it. Tell me all about the Great Giveaway. Tell me about the history of it.
Our church a few years ago.
Which church?
First Christian Church.
Okay.
In Fairfield. Had come up with, the preacher thought we should have more community outreach.
Okay.
So we all started in thinking about that particular subject. And
just Craig?
Yeah, Craig at the time. And my husband came up with the idea, actually.
Dennis, Janet's going to make you talk. You understand?
Okay, well, I can talk. You know, it's no problem. At any rate, I'll take over a little bit for her because I usually talk for her anyway.
I bet you not all the time.
About seven years ago, we was trying to figure out what we could do for outreaches.
Well, that's the thing. The Christian Church is 100 years old. What, 100 plus.
Yeah.
And they've always had a pretty solid community outreach, I presume, right?
Absolutely.
Over the course of years. Times change, though, don't they, Dennis, a little bit? You have to figure out new things to do, right?
Absolutely.
So what happened?
Well, I'd seen this happen in other areas. Our daughter had it happen at her church, and my home church had done this giveaway program as well.
Uh-huh.
So I talked to Craig about it, and he said, run with it.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And we've been running with it ever since.
You're still running.
We're still running. And it's getting larger every year. Now, the first year we had this, it was, we run scared, and we've been doing the same thing every year since. And the first year we had it, I thought, is the church congregation going to support it?
Yeah.
Are we going to get enough stuff?
That's the question. That is the first question you would think of. You know, folks want to help, but they're just unused around here, around anywhere.
Yeah.
Folks usually gather things and rummage it, or they'll take it to the CDC, or they'll take it to the clothesline or something. Would they have enough for a church giveaway, right?
That's right. Yes, and we did. And it's grown ever since. This year we've got the most we've ever had.
See, now I heard that last year, too.
Well, this is more than
last
year.
It's even more than last year.
Yes, it is. We've got 27 different stations. Now, when I say stations, I mean over here you'll find the women's clothes. Over here you'll uh-huh. find kitchens. These are stations. Kitchens and magazines and books and whatever, purses, shoes. But I can tell you the list if you'd like to know
things. We'll get to it.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
We'll get to it. I'm wondering if this is getting bigger every year.
Yeah.
And when do you start gathering over the course of the year? They're going to make you talk, Phyllis, it looks like. Better pull that microphone. Push that microphone into the thing so that it'll so that it stays on there. Now you're getting it. There you go. That looks perfect. It's holding up right now.
All right.
It wasn't going to fall out. See, it was about to fall out.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
When do we start gathering? Technically, we...
Ladies and gentlemen, Phyllis Hilliard. How are you doing, Phyllis?
I'm fine.
And I didn't even ask Dennis how you're doing. Thanks,
great.
Dennis. You're doing well? Okay. Phyllis, you're doing well?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Okay, good.
Technically, we start gathering about a month, 6 weeks before the event.
Okay.
This year, we kind of had an exemption with a couple of our church families moving.
Right.
And so they were kind of the end of last year, early this spring. And they said, we'd really like to donate some nice things.
Is there a place that you
you could keep it?
Yeah.
My basement became available.
Is that right?
So through the basement, Dennis has a storage building.
Yeah.
So Dennis and Janet and a basement.
Well, the church has a bus barn.
Well, that's where everything moved to the staging where we sorted.
Okay.
And we now have a semi-bed. How long?
53 feet.
53-foot semi-bed.
The van, is it a van trailer, I guess?
No. Yeah. And it is floor-to-ceiling full of boxes that are stuffed.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Is this, Dennis, is it more or less room than last year whenever you were putting it?
You know, I really don't know how we're going to get it all in the NPR room.
No kidding.
Yeah.
The NPR room. Okay, the NPR room is the main.
Purpose room. It's
okay.
The gymnasium.
The big
big room.
The auditorium.
Matter of fact, we've moved outside of it. We got a foyer that we're going to put things on the outside as well this year because we just don't have enough room in there to hold it all.
Janet, how many racks do we have of clothing? We counted yesterday, and I've slept since then.
It was 27. Yeah.
We have 27 clothing racks.
And over
some of them double-sided.
Do you keep your own racks? Where do you get your racks?
We have, we own some of them. We own the majority of them.
Yeah.
When Sears went out of business in Mount Vernon,
okay,
Dennis just appeared and purchased racks.
You know, that's the thing. I wonder if, I don't know if Farmer Store ever, if you know, whenever they went out of business, that would have probably been an opportunity.
Yes, we purchased some from Farmer Store. The church has a couple or three we borrow. I have a personal one we borrow. I mean, we pull them all in. But then we have how many tables did we calculate yesterday?
54
folding tables, which would be 6 foot or 8 foot tables that are going to be stacked high.
These are the big old white,
yes,
plastic,
yes,
tables,
yes,
out of.
Yes. So those are all going to be set up in the NPR along with the racks, but it's very organized.
Put your headset on so you know when, so you can tell when you can't hear yourself.
Oh, all right.
that's fine.
But it is very organized, thanks to Janet Brandt, because
really?
Janet is the one who does the little master sheet and puts it all together, and I take the magic markers and color it so we can figure out where we're going. But she does 99% of the paperwork.
How many folks do you think come through?
A gazillion.
but the first year, getting back to the first year.
Yeah, get back to the history, Dennis.
You know, we didn't know whether it was going to be supported by the congregation.
Yeah.
But then it came in and came in quite a bit. Not as much as this year, but we got a lot even the first year.
Sure.
And we said, how in the world are we going to get rid of all these stuff?
Yeah.
Because we got so much even the first year.
Yeah.
And then when the first year was there, and you look out, and there's a line that goes back from the west side of our building, clear back to the playground, and then back to the road. You're just simply amazed. And they line up sometimes at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Just the need is there.
The need
is
there,
that prevalent, isn't
and
it?
It's increasing every year, it seems like. The need is still there. And the giving keeps getting more every year. We've got more stuff.
How many years have you say you've done it now?
This will be the sixth year.
Do you foresee it getting bigger, or did you foresee it getting this big? At what point will you need, like, to buy another trailer or to build a storage building or something like that?
If it gets any bigger, I'm not sure how we're going to handle it.
We'll have to go outside.
Twice a year, maybe.
Well.
That might be one of those things.
There's an awful lot of work in preparation.
Well, that's true, Phyllis.
Lots of background work.
How about the and for that matter, there's a lot of folks. Do you take gifts from other churches now, or is it all just the First Christian Church?
We'll take donations from anyone.
Yeah.
It is not a closed. We advertise within our own church.
Sure.
But my sister, who lives in Mount Vernon, said, I have some really nice things I'd like to donate.
Uh-huh.
You know, sure, we'll be glad to take
that. We try to keep it in our own church.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Talking here with Dennis Brandt, along with Janet Brandt and Phyllis Hilliard, and we're talking about the great giveaway that is this taking place this Saturday, and we haven't even talked about lunch. We'll talk about all that is involved with this great giveaway, as well as talk about some of the items that are going to be there. And the amazing thing is the breadth of items that you have, that you're just, the folks have donated. It's an amazing thing. Talking with Dennis Brandt, Janet Brandt, Phyllis Hilliard on here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 WFIW-FM. Fairfield, we'll be back in just a minute.
I'm walking out by myself. Well, I was talking to myself about you. What am I gonna do? I was singing.
Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield. Appreciate you tuning in. I'm talking with Dennis Brandt, Janet Brandt, and Phyllis Hilliard today from the First Christian Church about the great giveaway. For those of you folks listening who may not know which one the First Christian Church is, that's the one at the corner of First and Center Street in Fairfield, and they're giving stuff away this Saturday, including food. And we're going to get into the back end of the clothes for a second. But Janet, you were talking about the meal that you folks are going to be giving away on Saturday. Tell me a little bit about that.
This is in conjunction with the big lunch that the mayor has. Once
and you've
a month.
Been doing that once a month, right?
Yes,
the church does that once a month. Okay,
that's right. And it's very good. Regardless of what it is, it's good. Our menu this time is goulash,
okay,
broccoli and cauliflower salad, and garlic bread, and pineapple and mandarin orange cake.
So now, who's making this? Is Chuck making this?
Or, yes, he has a crew. Chuck and his crew are doing it.
Do you have any idea of how much like beef they start with, or how much anything goes into this? Because you're planning on feeding a pretty good number, right?
Yes, he's planning for 300, and he runs out almost every year. He's run out of food, and he's upping it, trying to get enough food for the people.
Wow! The food's not going to be within the same place.
It's in the basement.
Okay.
And ours is in the NPR.
Okay. So the reason for that, is, of course, Dennis, is you don't want to get the goulash all over the...
We'd prefer it not to be.
as people are going to be going through and picking out stuff. Okay. We were talking about the wide variety of things you have to give away. Tell me a little bit about some of the things, Dennis, that folks may not think when somebody thinks about a church giving away stuff, you think, okay, clothes. What else? What other things do you have?
There's a lot of other things. We got a lot of kitchen items.
Yeah.
Small appliances.
We got kitchen items like a toaster oven. That
yes.
kind of thing?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We got vacuum sweepers that everybody wants one of those.
Everybody needs a vacuum sweeper.
Whether they use it or not, they need it.
That's good in case somebody shows up and decides to use it. I got it. Yeah.
We got a lot of towels.
Yeah.
And sheets.
Yeah.
And a lot of baby, like strollers and playpens and different things like that.
Tell me about the playpens. And I would think that you always figure the folks have other family members or something to pass things on to, but they don't, do they always?
Well, you know, again, the church just feels a need here.
Yeah.
And they think somebody else could use this, so they just give it to the church.
About how many babies, how many playpens will you have? Do you any idea?
We really don't know, because as they come in, we put them in storage in the truck.
Yeah.
And as we've done this 3 weeks,
you just pull them out as needed, right?
And as we time comes? Can't remember. I mean, that's the honest part. Maybe they remember.
That's great.
But once it goes into the abyss of the truck, then as we pull it out, we go, oh,
yeah,
I remember that.
There.
We have toys. Yeah. Some of the toys, I remember last year, seemed like there was all kinds of
stuffed animals.
Fancy toys.
Again, you won't believe how many stuffed animals we got, and all kinds of games. And
Puzzles and horses that you can ride. And
Really? Like the horses that little kids hop on with the springs and that kind of thing?
Yeah. We've got, we've got one that's rocks.
No kidding.
Rocks.
And we have a bicycle, or maybe more than one. I saw one bicycle go in. There may be more.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of TVs.
High definition?
I can't tell you. I probably wouldn't know one.
It is color, though, by the way.
Well, that's good. That's good.
And everything that we have is in good condition. It has been, cleaned.
Yeah.
You know, things that come to us are clean and nice.
That was one of the things that was one of the things I was going to ask you next was I mean, you're probably getting some items that occasionally you don't keep to give away, don't you?
Well, there are a few things, but you know how things kind of sneak in and you don't realize they're there.
Yeah.
If a torn towel gets stuck in the stack of
towels,
and it goes. We went through it to the best of our ability. Everything should be something that any of the four of us would use.
Now, tell me about the bags, the hygiene bags you're giving away.
Oh,
because that seems like Janet. That just seems to me like a great idea. Because a lot of folks, I mean, they don't. When you don't have a whole lot of money to spend, occasionally the last things you're going to spend money on are food, and or not food, but clothing, and occasionally deodorant and that kind of stuff, right?
Well, I also have to interrupt. We didn't think of this.
No.
We'd love to tell you we did.
Yeah,
no.
Who did? Tell me about it.
Elizabeth Long. We had, in the past, we had one of these giveaways, and the idea came from one of the people that came in. They just said, do you have any? And she said, no, we don't. But then she came later in the meeting and said, you know, I think this is a good deal. It's needed. So she's manned the whole project, and she has bags, I think 130 bags so far.
Presumably gets donations from
From the church.
From businesses and from the church, too.
Uh-huh, from the church.
Oh, really?
It's all from the church.
It's all from the church. It's not from businesses at all. See, that's what kind of what I was thinking. You'd have probably gone to, say, CVS or Walmart or someplace to make a donation to give to people.
No, it came from the church. And it has deodorant and soap and toothpaste and toothbrush and shampoo.
Yeah.
And it's all in a gallon bag, and all they have to do is present a little coupon.
Like four different toothbrushes, right, or something?
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's one bag per family, you say?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah.
That is about the thoughtiest thing that must have been Dennis. One of those, when somebody comes up with that kind of idea, as you're 4 or 5 years into this, and you think, wow, where were we there?
Absolutely. And it's just another one of those things that as we go each year, another brainstorm comes, and you think, hey, let's add this.
Yeah, like one year it was, well, why don't we get a semi trailer? And then put it in. You know, we didn't have enough room in the garage.
Semi-trailers are pretty easy storage, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's dry.
Yeah.
Well, and that came from Chris Simpson. Donated us a semi-trailer bed. And we've got steps that we just roll over.
And you're using, he's donating you a different one each year, I presume.
Yes.
So it just is parked there behind the church. And as we get boxes sorted and ready to go, they go in there out of our way. And then tomorrow night, everything in that trailer
will be unloaded into the multipurpose room.
So the part of the Wednesday, okay, if I go to church at the Christian church to Wednesday night services.
You got it.
you're going to
yes,
work.
And we would love to see you, Bruce. We would love to
see as big a crowd as you can get on Wednesday night.
Yes, sir. And we're going to have a meal tomorrow night, and we're going to eat supper, and we're going to unload the truck.
And that includes any from a toddler all the way up. I mean, we need everybody to carry a box. So they do.
And a little one may carry a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
But it is a wonderful, isn't it the best?
I bet you that's about one of the funnest nights you guys have all year long.
It is.
And it's very organized. You make a big circle. You go to the truck. You get it. You come into the building.
Take it to the right station.
I'm standing there saying, this box is marked kitchen. You go there.
Okay, so you're the one directing traffic,
yeah,
Phyllis.
Yeah, we have two directors.
You got to talk into the microphone.
Oh,
Phyllis.
Sorry. We have two directors. Our pastor, Craig.
Yeah. He'll be directing traffic too.
Scott is directing, and I'm directing.
Okay.
So he's the chief director.
Well, yeah, he's taller.
Yeah, well.
I know, but he.
So, yeah, he's.
He's longer. How about that?
That's it. So he's the chief director that says, go to Phyllis, or our miscellaneous things goes out in our foyer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if it comes to me and I look at it and say, oh, this says children's medium boys,
yeah,
that goes over here. And then you drop off your box. And then, row eight. Then you drop off your box, go out another door, get in line again.
Janet, I don't know your background yet. Did you have a retail background before you started?
No, I taught first grade.
And so that's where all this patience comes from.
Apparently.
Patience and organization, yes.
Well, you see, I would think that you would have to be ready to deal with all kinds of anything
that's
that
right.
pops up.
I want to explain the situation of when people bring it in.
Yeah, please do.
They bring it in bags and boxes. We have about 8 bins, and these bins are
and this all started. This all started about a month ago.
Yes.
A little over a month.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And we have about 8 bins, and those were donated by AirTex, and they are in the garage.
Okay.
So they're all labeled. Okay. If you're bringing something, you put it in the clothes.
Okay.
If you bring something else, you put it in the kitchen bin. And,
okay.
Okay. Then we and many others.
There's a group of
lots of groups.
It's the committee.
Yes. Well, no, it's more than the committee. That's a lot of people.
Okay. Are going to go through the stuff.
Yes. One at a time. Look at them. See
now, that's the other thing that when you're given this amount of stuff away, it seems like to me at first blanch that how am I going to know that this is not just a piece of garbage or something? But you have people look at everything,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. And then they've got to turn around when there's enough in that bin. They'll turn around and put it in a box. And it's like egg boxes or banana boxes.
Yeah.
And they're lined up behind them on a table and under the table with all the labels on them. Girls medium, girls large, girls extra large, da 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 da. And then when that box is full, they close it, take it to the truck, and then they have to get another box and label it and start again.
How do you keep the toddler stuff all... do you have
we
the taller stuff
the
separated
best,
by size, too?
Yes.
To the best of our ability.
Yeah. We 3T, 4T, whatever.
Bruce, you would be fabulous in the toddler section.
This is amazing. The whole inventory, you know, I'm a little used to inventory control. I know how that works. And you guys have a lot of SKUs. Let's just put it that way. I don't even know if you know what that means.
No, we don't know what that means.
No, we don't.
we can't spell it either.
Yeah, yeah. You have a lot of SKUs. And you were saying?
Then there's racks. And we say, okay, hang up the better ones in the racks.
Okay.
Well, somebody's got to label those racks.
Yeah.
You got to have girls at the top, then you have medium, large, all the way around.
And you have 50 racks or whatever you said.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, we have 27.
27
racks.
Okay. And then when you get ready to move into the NPR, you have to have something that tells where those racks go. Do they go in row 8? Did they go in the first of row 8 or in the last of row 8 or the middle, or did they go in row 7? Did they? So we have
this
eight
is
rows.
By hand.
I have done that.
This is your by hand map, isn't it?
Or she copied off my wife, but she did it.
She did the master.
Now
Janet
Phyllis
did the master.
Phyllis, Janet, are you gonna make a couple of colored copies of these or something?
Yes, I already have them copied.
Okay. Yeah. That is a thorough thorough job.
The type of rack.
They both worked on this very hard.
It appears, Dennis, that they did.
The size of table, whether it's 8-foot table or 6-foot table, green versus yellow.
You got to. There's a microphone for a reason, Phil.
You got to make sure that you don't get these rows too long. So that's the reason some of them are 6-foot, some of them are 8-foot. So yeah, they've done a great job.
So when somebody comes in, on Saturday. When somebody comes in to pick something up to get a donation, I guess they know exactly where to go,
yes,
don't they?
Because on each rack there will be a big sign that says women's small.
Yeah.
Women's medium, women's large.
You guys are thorough.
Oh, Miss Janet here, she is. And every year we refine.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. We learn a little more every year.
Yeah, we have to move out to the foyer this year. We cannot.
I was going to say, if you're already having to move out to the foyer, which is a pretty sizable foyer, it's probably about what, 1/5 the size, I guess, of the main room. At what point will you be moving elsewhere? You're going to run out of room.
We don't know, but this year the stage we will have folded. Men's jeans and women's jeans.
So you're filling the stage too.
Well, just the edge.
Oh,
just
I see. Okay.
It won't
okay.
go up on the stage.
I see.
And there will be folded jeans, which are marked like your size 32, 34.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Exactly.
They're all marked.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, yeah. There you go. What is it? The 34 Husky. Well, that's amazing. I tell you what, this is incredible. I'm talking with Dennis Brandt along with Janet Brandt and Phyllis Hilliard about the great giveaway coming up this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the First Christian Church. It's at the corner of First and Center Street in Fairfield. They're giving away good used adult and kids clothing as well as household items, and it's all free because God loves you. And that's the thing we haven't even talked about is this isn't really a tremendous – you're not going to try to throw religion at anybody, but you do. But folks do need to know why you're doing it.
There's no strings attached to it.
Yeah.
And we've got signs everywhere. God loves you, and we do too. We've got a prayer room for you. If you want in and you want to have somebody to have prayer with, we've got that.
And if you've got needs and we can connect you to someone who could help, that would
We'll talk a little bit more about that part of the giveaway when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show. Again, we're talking about the great giveaway at the Christian Church, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Less conversation, a little more action, please. All this time.
I don't know. We're just sitting here trying to figure out how I could get my shoes back. Morning, folks. Welcome back to Bruce Dickey Show here. It's 9:46. I've got the folks from the Christian Church talking about the great giveaway taking place this Saturday, September 12th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the First Christian Church. That's the one on the corner of First and Center. It would just be, from just across the street from the old Standard Station. It's not there anymore. Just across the street from Nails. Just across the street from the Baptist Church.
Cattywampus from the Hannah House.
Cattywampus from the Hannah House. On First Street heading south. And they'll have all kinds of good used adult and kids clothing, household items, as well as, and it's all free, as the household items, as well as they're going to have hygienic stuff for you. And for that matter, there's lunch. That's the amazing thing. I'm joined by Dennis Brandt, along with Janet Brandt and Phyllis Hilliard. And we got, when we broke off just a second ago, guys, we were talking, Dennis, a little bit about this is not a, you're not going to be proselytizing to anybody.
Absolutely
at all,
not.
Are you?
No, not at all.
But in addition to giving folks clothes and giving folks a meal, you're also offering a few other things for them, aren't you?
Absolutely. We're going to offer them a prayer room if they want to come in and have prayer.
Right.
But, we just want to let them know that we love them. And God loves
you wouldn't
them.
Be doing and it otherwise.
That's right. Yeah. And, Jesus said, if you do it to the least of these, you do it to me.
Sure.
So, we're just here to help in any way we can.
But you're also going to offer counseling and stuff to folks. Is that correct, Janet?
If Julie Amen is the one that takes care of the prayer room. Yeah. And she asks if there's any burdens, any needs that they have that we can help with. And she can get them connected with people who could help.
Yeah.
And we hope that they'll take advantage of that.
And that's the interesting thing also, since you're going to have all these heavy boxes and stuff, you also got a nurse's station, don't you, Janet?
Yes, we do. We have Amy Richardson and Beth Wilson.
Uh-huh.
And they will take blood pressure and your heartbeat. And, of course, that's free of charge, too. And it's going to be secluded in a corner where people won't have to watch,
Sure.
So we're very excited about that.
See, now, that's the thing also, Phyllis, that folks may not realize. If it's difficult to get. There are opportunities. I mean, the health department does all kinds of things for folks, the underprivileged, to get health care. But folks also don't want to occasionally go to that kind of thing, do they? And this is a good opportunity maybe for somebody to have a look at their blood pressure and see if they're doing okay, right?
This is open to everyone.
Yeah.
There is no form to fill out that says, I need this or whatever. So it's just anybody and everybody. And Bruce, you are welcome to look for your orange tennis shoes.
I appreciate that.
And
I appreciate it. I'm going to be away, though, on Saturday. Can I come in early?
No,
I can't. You can't.
No.
You've got to say no.
I said no.
You got to say no.
I said no.
That's like letting people at the rummage sale at 5 a.m.
No,
it's just wrong.
No, it opens.
Is that wrong, Janet?
That's
wrong. That's just wrong.
The doors will open at 10.
Okay.
And you can only enter through one set of doors. So occasionally, last year, they're coming around to the other doors where there is no line.
Yeah.
Well, those doors are locked.
Yeah.
So
you
will. They are easy to exit. But to enter, you have to come in from the west doors.
I tell you what, let's do.
Okay.
Regarding my shoes.
Uh-oh.
If nobody needs them, let everybody else go through.
And what size are these shoes?
Very large.
And bright orange.
That's bright orange. If nobody wants those shoes, if nobody needs those shoes, I'm glad to let somebody who needs them have them. Because I do think my wife gave them away. By mistake, Dodie. but yeah, if somebody else, if you do have them left over, don't send those to, give me a call. How's that sound?
I will retrieve them for you. How is that?
Go ahead and let everybody else go through. And I can't imagine the first person through the line not grabbing them.
They would make a nice planter. You could put some little hens and chickens in them or something. Yeah.
A little straw.
You're exactly right. They wouldn't. And that's just great. Thanks a lot. I feel bad. Okay. And speak not just my shoes. Tell me some of the other things. We've talked about a few of the things that you have. We didn't talk about you have a wealth of sweatshirts, don't you?
We have a wealth of sweatshirts, and they are sizes from, I'm going to say grade school, mm-hmm. all the way up through adult XXXL.
Wow.
And they will be separate. We have so many of them. We used to put them with the individual men's, women's, children's. Mm-hmm. Now we have all sweatshirts together over on a separate staging area.
Yeah.
Just because we have so many.
What other, you mentioned you have the men's jeans and pants onto the stage. What else do you have, say, a bounty of that you really probably need to?
Well, we have some specialty. Well, we have some scrubs.
Oh, really?
Yes, and we also have some formals.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks have, like, donated the dresses and that
yes,
kind of thing?
Yes,
and we have some maternity.
Really?
Yes, we do.
And
okay.
We have curtains, and we have full bedspread, the bedspread cover and the full
comforters.
Is that right?
All works, yes.
And those are in a bag all together. That
just
we
like
have.
When you bought them.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you guys have seen and basically had hands-on just about everything that has gone through. You can attest to the quality of these things at the giveaway, right?
Absolutely. Yes, yes, we can.
I would say between the three of us, we have basically, one of us has pretty well touched everything.
Well, that's just an amazing thing. What else do you have that we're leaving out that you might have a bunch of an abundance
of? We have home decor. That's something we haven't talked about, and that is, you know, the picture on your wall that you liked for a few years, and then Dodie says, "No, we're going to change that."
Yeah,
but it's still good.
Yeah.
So
or games. I know you have toys and games too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, we have holiday items.
Oh, really?
Christmas, Halloween.
Decorations and that kind of thing?
Yes.
I think we have three Christmas trees. We may have more than that, but I touched three full-size Christmas trees that you need to assemble, but mm-hmm. they're set to go.
And artificial?
Artificial.
And
oh.
we have,
no, not the real ones that left from last year.
The last year's Christmas trees? I like that thought.
And we have jewelry.
Okay.
And let me say, some of the people in our congregation help so much, they start collecting.
Is that right?
After the NPR is cleared, they're starting for next year.
No kidding. So you'll have folks who now, I presume, look forward to probably a pretty sizable portion of your congregation is looking forward to being able to give stuff for next year.
That's right.
The people we are really focusing on are the young parents who have two or three kids in school.
Yeah.
And we all know how expensive school clothes are.
Oh, yeah.
And we have bunches and bunches of jeans and tops and bottoms. And
Mention the toddler stuff again.
We have toddler stuff.
Absolutely. But each one of us could tell you stories in past years of people that's come in and their hard luck stories. And,
yeah.
And your heart just goes out to them. Because we've had a person a few years ago that came in. We noticed he took out like three or four different times. He'd come in and take out more.
Yeah, take
and,
trips.
And we just asked him, you know, we see you're taking out a lot. Have you got a special need? He said that his son was moving back in the area.
Uh-huh.
Had five kids. And
oh,
he
boy.
Said the only clothes they've got is what's on their back.
Oh, boy.
And your heart just goes out. And we've had people just come up and cry to you because they said, We just need things.
This must be terrifically fulfilling for you folks at the end of the
yes.
at the end of the end of the whole process. Come Saturday, come Sunday morning, after you're exhausted Saturday night, I presume. Probably
and
take
no
you.
No kidding. There's three poop puppies.
Well, three sitting here.
Yeah.
I suspect there's
besides a bunch more.
I suspect there's quite a few more.
Plus, yes,
a bunch more.
The entire church must take such solace and fulfillment out of this.
Oh, they
right?
do. They do.
Yeah.
Well, it's an amazing thing. Again, talking with Dennis Brandt, Janet Brandt, and Phyllis Hilliard about the great giveaway taking place this Saturday. That's at the First Christian Church here in Fairfield. What if somebody wants some more information on this, Janet? What do they do?
Call the office, 842-4311, and talk to Toby.
Talk to Toby. Mm-hmm. Toby be able to help?
Yes, she can.
And it starts at 10, but folks do... You said folks start lining up early, right?
something.
Yes.
And it's a very orderly. I mean, there's a nice line. Some people have brought their lawn chairs so they could sit in line. And
if I show up, if a person shows up at 10 o'clock, they're going to still be able to, they'll still be able to find some good stuff.
Yes, yes, they will.
There's no problem with that.
And the meal starts
at 11.
And the meal costs like $10 a person.
For you, Bruce, no.
20. For me, 20.
Everything is absolutely free.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
That's the craziest thing about
there
it. Is
no
it's all free.
There is no donation basket. There is no, it is 100% free.
Wow.
I have another story that happened to me. A man was coming in and out and carrying a lot. And I said, can I help you? And he started talking about all the things that are happening in his life. And I said, would you like me to pray for you?
Yeah.
And he said, yes, I would. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's a chance to share and witness.
Have you been able to talk to, been able to maintain contact with the fella? Or?
No, I have not.
Well, you might see him again Saturday.
That's true.
That's true.
That's true. Well, thanks, guys. I really appreciate you coming in today. Did you have anything else you wanted to mention?
We just hope we have a large crowd to come because we've got a tremendous amount of things.
Hey, that's what we're here for. Let's see if we can't get a crowd there.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks, guys, for coming on. We're talking about the great giveaway, and that's this Saturday at the Christian Church. And Dennis, Janet, and Phyllis doing a great job with it. We'll talk to you all tomorrow on the Bruce Dickey Show.